from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
John Wayne are going to join us at the bottom of the hour as Ben Sherrington got off his butt and improve the 2024 Pittsburgh Pirates. But yesterday was also the first day in pads for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, was there. He covered it. He watched it. And he is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Outstanding. And Ray, let's start with the quarterbacks. So Russ Wilson being worked back slowly. Just reading the tea leaves here, Ray. Do you think Russ is being brought back slowly more in protection of Russ or more because they want to see what Justin Fields has with that first team offense?
No, I think definitely just to protect Russell Wilson. You know, he's 36 years old, lower body injury. You don't want this to linger into the season. I mean, I won't argue with you. I think Justin Fields has gotten a lot of reps that he otherwise wouldn't have received, but I think that's just the byproduct of them being careful with Russ.
Does Justin Fields look like a starting quarterback?
He's been a starting quarterback in the league, Doran. I don't think he's the best option to be the Steelers starting quarterback, but, you know, I thought he's, you know, steadily gotten better. I thought, you know, yesterday was probably his best day. And I know we're not going to see this a lot because you really game plan this, guys, but we saw two design runs for him yesterday, one in seven shots and then one in another 11-on-11 period. And I think that's what you're going to see. If Justin Fields does have to play, you're going to see maybe a different type of offense for him. And, you know, there have been inconsistencies with his accuracy, mostly over the middle of the field. But, you know, from the start last week until we are now, I think he's steadily gotten better, but I still think Russ is the better option.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Scale of 1 to 10 here, Ray. How big of a deal is the injury to Roman Wilson?
Given their situation in that room, I'll say a 7. I think in the short term, this is going to give more opportunities to guys like Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, and Scotty Miller to establish themselves with Fields and Wilson. So that's good for them and potentially good for the quarterbacks. But I think the issue is going forward, how much does this stunt Roman Wilson's growth? He's going to miss at least one preseason game, probably two. And that's just, you know, he's going to be playing catch up late in training camp. And I just think that's tough for a rookie to overcome. So I never thought he was going to be the number two guys. I thought in a best case scenario, he would be the three, but now you even got a question if he could be the number three receiver going into the season, given this injury.
Does this now push them to sign a veteran receiver and not necessarily the Aiyuks or DK Metcalf or McLaurin's of the world? But I mean, there's three receivers out there that, you know, they could be serviceable on an NFL roster: Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfrow, and Russell Gage. Does this push them to maybe look to sign another veteran?
Yeah, so, I mean, of those that you mentioned, Doran, I would say Renfrow probably, because he's probably most like Wilson. You know, Michael Thomas is a different type of receiver. So, you know, possibly. And I wouldn't put a trade past Omar either. I think this potentially could, you know, put that more on the front burner. I know we've talked about it. The ball's not really in their court, per se, right now. But, you know, maybe something later in August, something could come down as far as a trade goes. But, yeah, if Hunter Renfrow can come in here and maybe be a part of this receiving core, you know, that's a possibility as well, given the lack of quality depth that you have behind George Pickens.
Ray, I know you're always watching those big hogs. I know you got a good eye for them big hogs. What did you see, good, bad, and ugly, out of the younger offensive linemen and the two rookies in particular, obviously Zach Frazier and Troy Faltanu?
Yeah, well, I'll take Frazier first because I know that's all you care about, Adam. two very good reps against Montrevious Adams in one-on-one pass pro yesterday. I gave Frazier the win on both. But I want to see him against Benton. You know, they'll probably do one-on-one pass pro again either today or tomorrow. So I want to see that matchup. To me, you know, Adams is a vet. He's been in the league 5-6 years, but I want to see him go up against the best. So that's a matchup I'll be looking forward to over the next couple of days. And Troy Faltanu just continues to impress me. You know, people probably know by now, but he had a best of three against TJ Watt, and he won two out of the three reps after falling behind on the first one. So just really solid. His best rep was that second rep. He had a great punch, stood TJ up, and TJ didn't have a counter. So I've said it all along. This guy is polished. He is fundamentally sound, and he has great footwork. And, you know, he's different from Broderick Jones. Broderick Jones is kind of like that prototypical left tackle, big, long, all the physical attributes you could want. Faltanu is that 24-year-old, polished rookie who has a much better chance of starting than Broderick Jones did last year.
Ooh. Do you get the feeling that the players and the staff that is out in the field every single day has a good feeling that this is now a legitimate offense with Arthur Smith? I mean, You know, I follow all the reps and, you know, everything that you guys tweet out, and I'm following it. I'm not there, obviously, but it just seems that Arthur Smith has a really great grasp on what needs to be called, what personnel's in, how to utilize personnel, how to utilize Justin Fields in different ways. I mean, I saw there was reps of him running the option, and it was successful. Like, utilizing guys in their strengths. Do you get the sense that it's like, okay, we finally have an offense here?
Yeah, 100%. And there's belief and there's confidence in Arthur Smith's ability to game plan, to play call. I'll just bring up seven shots yesterday, the first two reps. Everyone knows Arthur Smith wants to establish the run. So the first play, they're physical. Najee Harris gets into the end zone. Very next play, it's a fade pattern to George Pickens in the corner. So, you know, he's going to keep teams, opposing offense, defensive coordinators on their toes too. He's just not going to, you know, run up against a brick wall if teams are defending against it. So, Doran, you know, there are layers to game planning and to play calling. You have to set things up. And I think Arthur Smith has been really good at that in the past, and I'm really looking forward to how he does that with the Steelers as well.
We were tossing this around a little bit earlier, Ray, that by all accounts, the Steelers' first-team offense was pushing around the Steelers' first-team defense a little bit. Is that something that you typically see this early? Because my recollection of what we talked about before was that usually the defense seems to have the upper hand early.
Yeah, they definitely set the tone. You know, yesterday, I mentioned Faltanu versus Watt, but even when you had a team run period, 11-on-11. There was tackling there and in seven shots. And I thought there was some push up front there. Najee's first touchdown run was behind Isaac Seumalo and against the first team defense. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the, you know, the offense is going to bypass the defense as this team's strength, but I do think it's a good sign early on in camp that these guys aren't intimidated by that defense. You know, the defense is going to respond. Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday after practice. He expects them to respond today, but for the first day, the offense definitely had the upper hand.
Within the first, man, that was bad.
I'm sorry, I just got to soak in that for a second because I do that 18 times a show.
Yes. Give it to me. I needed it. Wow, that was bad. Sorry, Ray.
He's just clearing the sinuses. Right. There.
Within the first four days with helmets, and then yesterday being the first day of pads, is there anybody that stuck out to you that is maybe new or young that you saw in helmets but looks different whenever the pads come on?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk about the linemen again because, you know, they've invested so much in that over the last couple of years. And this is more talk about the offense being having a good day yesterday. Mason McCormick, the fourth-round pick out of South Dakota State, two really good reps against veteran defensive tackle Isaiah Loudermilk. And I think if we could flip this over and talk about maybe a negative, and it's a positive for Spencer Anderson, last year's second-round pick, but I had him beating DeMarvin Leal 3-0 in one-on-one pass rush reps. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, Keonnan Benton and DeMarvin Leal. I think there's higher expectations within that building for Benton, but there's a hope that Leal, you know, a third-round pick from a couple years ago, can finally put it together. But he didn't have a good day yesterday, and, you know, he's going to have to start stacking some good days if he's going to be a part of that rotation and not be a healthy scratch like he was at the end of last season.
Peyton Wilson, anything different?
Really good, competitive. He went up against Jaylen Warren and backs on backers. He beat Warren, which is something because Warren is really, really good in that drill. Beat him with a nice little athletic spin move to win that rep. Next rep, he tried to bull rush Warren, got put on his wallet. But that guy's athletic. He's not afraid to mix it up. I love the fact that he didn't go back and leaned on his athleticism for that second rep. He's an inside linebacker. He's got a bang. I love that he tried to bull rush Warren, even though he probably knew it wasn't going to turn out well.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, it's game one. Steelers, Falcons. Falcons in a three wide receiver set in the Steelers counter with Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, and Beanie Bishop. How should Steelers fans feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, after a week, I think Beanie's held his own. But I want to see Beanie in preseason games. And, you know, we're going to get that opportunity about 9 days from now against the Texans. Those are going to be his biggest reps of the summer. You're going against the same guys every single day. Again, he's been solid.
Good ones, too.
Yeah, and to me, he's got to prove himself in the preseason games. We all know there's other – you know, Doran mentioned the free agent receivers out there. There's free agent corners out there as well. So if Beanie doesn't do enough to convince the coaches he's the guy in the next couple of weeks, the Steelers will have options to fall back on at that position as well.
Ray, very good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
That was great.
You okay?
Man, I couldn't get that out.
That's never happened to you. Really? I mean, you sounded like, what's the guy, Elmer Fudd? Duck season. I don't mean to harp.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I screwed up.
You needed to push it off on somebody else because of your first segment.
Well,
you screwed up 19 names.
Yeah. Called Brian De La Cruz Ellie. Still don't know how to say.
Connor Falifa. Falafel. You said alfalfa. You said, what?
Did I really call him falafel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like falafel?
I don't know by that at that
many times. Oh, man, I love falafel. Love falafel.
What is it? It's like bread?
It's fried chickpea, I think. I don't know what it is. It's just fried, and then you dip it in like this tzatziki sauce, this cream-based sauce. Very good.
Is it?
Very good. I feel like if the Buccos go on some sort of Bucktober run, that, like our friends at Salem's who are here every week, they could maybe have an Isaiah Kiner falafel special. Nice. You know, like the Roethlisberger.
Yes.
If he goes all Marlon Byrd and hits a homer in a wild card game, you could start selling Isaiah Kiner falafels.
Yes.
And then I won't feel so bad about screwing up. And then Callis fell asleep during the show.
Right.
I threw it to him for a fan headline, and he's just nodded off.
Nodded off. Down. Mm. Head down.
Yeah. I mean, your oldest son, he's dealing with sickness. I got a daughter that slept for an hour and 13 seconds last night, and here we go. We got the young buck in here falling asleep during the show. Maybe it's an us thing. Maybe we got to pick up our performance.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I was listening to a clip and cutting it, and your voice didn't stop in my head when I closed my eyes. Yeah. That's what, not that it's right. That's just what happened.
I'm happy that at least you would acknowledge that. And now it's time for a Nicholas Ari Callis fan headline and just dead air.
Done.
Just dead air. Oh, boy. We are a rudderless ship. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll react to some of what Ray had to say when we come back, and we'll also get back into what the Pirates did at the trade deadline yesterday. Does this legitimize them as a true contender in the NL? First, though, Harry!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Excuse me.
Oh,
Whoa, man. Within the first... Man, that was bad.
Someone texted in, Doran. I know Ray can be really intimidating. It's tough to talk to Ray. He's just such a mean guy. He's got anger problems. Big dude. But someone texted in and said, anytime I get a name wrong, that Callis should zap me with some sort of, like, shock collar.
Yes.
I like that idea.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And I think it might help me. Because I've just gone unchecked on all that. Getting names wrong every day.
We were going to keep track of it. I don't know why we didn't. We need to bring that back. And there has to be repercussions from it.
We need a whiteboard.
Yeah.
And if I get to a certain amount by the end of a day or the end of a week, there needs to be punishment.
For sure.
Because I do need to hold myself to a higher standard. I got to be pronouncing these guys' names right. I got to be. I can't even get that sentence out.
Sometimes I feel like you do it on purpose, but I don't. I know you don't.
No, we need a shock collar and we need a whiteboard. We need to slap a sponsor up on the whiteboard and a sponsor up on the shock collar. The Crowley shock collar brought to you by X. And every time I screw up a name.
Yes.
And I think it'll help me get better. Actually, I had a professor in college in broadcast school dorm. That's where I went to get this job. You didn't have to because you're actually good. She would make us wear a gum band on our wrist. And every time we used a filler word or said like or whatever, we'd have to snap ourselves on the wrist.
Huh.
And it actually worked.
I like that. Let's get a rubber band. Callus, we'll each have a rubber band. And for the amount of times that Crowley messes up a name, we get to slap him with a rubber band at the end of the week.
Are we all nervous right now talking? I feel like we are. I feel like everything coming out of our mouths has like significant speed bumpage.
Yes.
Where we're like overthinking everything that we're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it happens when you wake up early and you got anxiety and everything.
You got a baby at home and a sick kid, yeah.
Yeah. I do like a shock collar better, though. I just think that that's more fun. Like, rubber bands hurt, but like knowing that I could press a remote at any moment from this room, I think is just more incentive for him not to screw up.
I do like that. Can be bad for the heart, and you should get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. So we'll effort to do that. I think it'd be a fun sponsorship deal. This Crowley shock collar mispronunciation brought to you by blank. Get in line and give us a call at Odyssey. That's AUDACY, Odyssey. So I asked Ray, is the Steelers' tact of protecting Russell Wilson more about the protection of Russell Wilson, or is it more about Justin Fields? And he thinks it's about preserving and protecting a 36-year-old quarterback. I think Mike Tomlin is taking full advantage of a situation here.
Yes.
I think this is mostly about Justin Fields, actually, at this point.
Yes.
If Kyle Allen were the backup, Russell Wilson practices in full yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen stuff out of Fields. You want to see if it grows because I feel like they are confident in what Russell Wilson's going to do. So it is a little column A and a little column B, but I think column B is getting some rope here because they're a little bit scintillated by Justin Fields. Not necessarily to be a starter, but in terms of what he can be as a Steeler, potentially long term. And then you and I talked about this off the air. They'd be stupid not to utilize one of their best athletes in some offensive packages, and this can kind of give them a peek at that, too.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to do that. Like, there's no reason why that they wouldn't. And Arthur Smith likes to get creative, as most offensive coordinators do. You have this asset. Why leave them on the sidelines to watch? Like, but they definitely want to figure out, and I don't know which way that they're going to go with it, but there's many things that I think they're thinking about right now. I mean, one could be, hey, a bridge contract. Like, do we see enough in training camp where we feel comfortable of him being the guy or even being a backup? Let's just lock him up right now for next year and the year after. If he has to go in there and Russell Wilson does get hurt, like now, that, you know, there's so many things that are a factor right now. Okay, Russ is hurt. This could happen during the season. So now we have to run the offense that is appropriate to Justin Fields. We got to see if he can do that. We got to see if he could be maybe our future quarterback. And we want to see if he can, you know, command the leadership that is probably the number one quality we want to see out of him.
True.
You know that he's athletic. You know he's raw. You know he can throw the ball. You know that he started in the NFL. He's had some success. I mean, you know, not major success, but he's had some success. You know the things he can do. Let's see what he can't do and what the question marks are around him for the reason that Chicago gave up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get those answers, and they could probably get those answers in training camp because you're there all day, you're evaluating every single movement that he makes. This is a good situation for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin right now to have him doing what he's doing and Russell Wilson. You know, hey, just kind of take your time.
At what point, if the injury were the problem and Russ would be out, would you go, okay, it's about time you need to start developing a rapport with your wide receivers, though? Like, is there a date where you go, Now it's gone a little too far. Again, I think it's mostly about Justin Fields. But if it's not, at what point do you go, come on now, you got to get on this moving train?
I mean, if it was past the second rehearsal preseason game, like, you want to see that at least. But those injuries, you know, they go down to the Achilles. Like, usually your calf goes first, and then the Achilles goes. And being older, you know, those injuries are more prevalent. So you want to be extra cautious with Russell Wilson. I don't know how serious it is. Like, obviously, he felt some tightness and felt some soreness, or he strained it a little bit doing the sled pushes, but you definitely want to be cautious with that, because that'd be a shame if you lost him and was like an Aaron Rodgers situation last year. But I would say two more weeks, and just keep slowly incorporating him into practices. But if he isn't out there on the second preseason game, then I'd worry.
Yeah, because you mentioned Joe Burrow. When Joe Burrow, and I already referenced this game earlier in the show, when Joe Burrow, I think he had been dealing with the appendicitis, but he comes back, he plays the Steelers, plays the worst game of his career. 5 interceptions, was horrific in that game. And that's Joe Burrow, who had been around Zach Taylor, had been around those guys, had been around the offense. I agree with you. You need to get him in there for at least the second preseason game.
Like, I said this yesterday, I would not play him in the first preseason game. It's just unnecessary.
Out of protection and out of, let's see more of Justin Fields.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
More protection in that case, because it's live bullets. And, you know, you don't need him getting hurt anymore.
It is a concern that Russ Wilson has really been a warrior his entire career. Not often missing time due to injury. First drill. Stupid-ass sled thing. Ouchie.
Yeah.
It does make you worry.
Worked his ass off, too, in the offseason.
Right.
I mean, if you just follow Russell Wilson, he shows all the clips and the videos of him working out. Like, it's just very odd. Very odd.
You don't love it at 36 years
old.
All right. John Wehner, considerably older than 36. Sorry, Wehner. Wow. He's going to join us next. I threw up a Twitter poll. Do you think the Pirates are going to make the playoffs? It's a 50-50 right now. Based on their additions, based on never having lost the 3 games in a row since Paul Skeens came up, does John Wehner think that the Pirates are now a playoff team? What does he make of the additions that Ben Cherington has added? We'll talk to him about all that coming up next. And John Wehner is brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Oh, baby, been looking forward to this all morning. The Buccos have pushed their chips into the middle of the table for 2024. Jalen Beeks, Isaiah Kiner, Falefa, Brian De La Cruz. Help is on the way, Doran. And they're ready for this playoff race. John Wehner brought to you by Gutter Helmet. For a limited time, enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. And John, good morning to you. How excited are you about these Pirates additions?
Good morning, everybody. Excited, yeah. I mean, that's a couple of bats, a couple of guys that have done some good things over the last couple of years, and should certainly help the offense lengthen the lineup a little bit. De La Cruz, you know, obviously has some power, can play pretty good defense. He's corner outfielder, which we've kind of been struggling with as far as consistent offense. And, you know, with Nick Gonzalez going down, Kiner Falefa, I think, fits in there nicely at second base. And, you know, anybody that's hitting 292 nowadays, you know they can handle the bat. And he's a gamer. He's going to go out there and grind and play. And so, yeah, offensively, you would think for sure that's going to help the lineup a little bit. It certainly also helps that Michael A. Taylor seems to be getting a little bit locked in and showing that he has some pop and he can make a difference with his bat. And so, yeah, I'm liking the moves. I like the moves a lot, and it doesn't seem like it cost us a whole bunch to add to this offense.
Kiner Falefa, he is a super utility guy. You were a utility guy yourself, John. And what does the mindset have to be able to have high production at multiple positions, and how will that fit in with the Pirates this year? Like, how will he be able to help the team whenever when Nick Gonzalez does come back, when he doesn't play second base, like in moving around different positions and keeping his bat in play?
Yeah, that's the big thing, you know, is the bat, because, you know, as far as playing defense, we got a guy kind of like in Triolo and G1 Bay that can kind of move around and play some defense and fill in for guys. But, you know, that their bat so far, you know, obviously this year, and both of their young careers hasn't really played. For Falefa, wherever you put him, you know, you could spell Hayes at third, you could spell Reynolds in left. You know, he could play a little bit of center and move over to second, obviously. The big thing is the bat. It always helps to have flexibility, especially if that super utility guy can hit, and he can hit, and he knows how to play the game, and you know he could do more than just hit. He could play defense. He's a gamer. He's going to go out there and play hard and do what it takes to win ball games. And it helps obviously that he can move around. So if somebody's banged up, he can move around the infield or go to the outfield as well. So that's huge. And with De La Rosa, you got a guy that could fit in. I know we've talked about this before, like the middle of the lineup, you know, where you want that power bat. You know, that he's that power bat. I mean, he's hit a ton of home runs early on in his career in a big ballpark. So, you know, that's certainly going to help too, as far as, you know, getting up there with runners on base, one swing of the bat making a huge difference, obviously. So, this lineup should look a lot differently when these two guys get here.
I'm so impressed by the way that this team has grinded really its way to 55-52, just two games back in the wild card race. And then you hear Connor Joe after the game yesterday and talked about the clubhouse environment after these deals became official. What can that do to a club that already seems galvanized, that already seems to have this collective chip on its shoulder, for lack of putting it a better way, when you add guys like this and you know you've got the front office's backing?
It certainly helps. I mean, it was, I don't know, was it 5:30 last night? And I keep looking at my phone looking for an update and thinking, man, I thought it would be demoralizing if they didn't add. And so, you know, this team, I think, felt that they were capable and obviously came up with two huge wins. Coming back in Arizona, then coming back that first game in Houston. Obviously, things could have looked a lot worse if they lost the first four of this road trip. But then, you know, you go out and get two big comeback wins from different guys. You know, it's not the same old guys. A lot of different guys contributing there to come back in those wins. And so, I think if it was 6 o'clock and there's no moves made, I don't know. I think that would have stung a little bit. And so, knowing that Charrington did make a couple of moves and improve the offense, yeah, these guys are pros. They're playing hard. They know that they got a great pitching staff. Everybody has been talking about the lack of offense for most of the year, and so certainly it's a shot in the arm that, you know, to add a couple of veteran guys. Some guys that have done some damage that can lengthen the lineup, and it might hurt a little bit because a couple of guys might have to, you know, go back down or be on the outside looking in. I mean, they've already moved Jack. I don't know what the moves are going to be for Kiner Falefa and De La Rosa, but it's De La Rosa, De La Cruz. It's De La Cruz, right?
It is De La Cruz, and you're just fitting right in with the rest of us today, John.
No, all the De La's. It's driving me crazy. And I looked at it like three times today, too, and then as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, I'm getting this wrong. But, it's huge. It's huge to get that. Like I said, you look at the lineup now. I mean, I felt like there was holes in the lineup all year long for the most part. I mean, there's been some, you know, stretches where the offense as a whole got hot. But for the most part, you're relying on the pitching to keep you close. And the pitching is going to continue to keep you close. But it looks now that maybe when we're going into the seventh, eighth inning, we're up by two or three or four runs instead of being down 2-1 and looking for a comeback win. So, yes, I think it's huge that they were able to pull the trigger and add a couple of bats.
Last thing here for you, John, you piqued my interest. I was just scrolling Twitter like a madman yesterday waiting for these trades to come down, and you said you had your phone. There is 0% chance you are on Twitter. So how was that information going to find you?
Well, I get the alerts from the different sports apps and everything else like that. So it's been dinging all day as far as, you know, all the moves that were made. And with the trade deadline, obviously most of the stuff has to be announced by 6. So the emails, I get the emails from the Pirates too. A lot of times Well, a lot of times I get the alerts from Yahoo Sports before I get the email from the Pirates. I don't know, or MLB or whomever.
When does the carrier pigeon come, John?
I'm sorry. I just don't. I've never really been interested in social media. I look at my phone too much as it is. I don't need to be looking for Twitters and Facebooks. I just have never had a big interest in it. I mean, my wife fills me in when there's important stuff going on with the family. And my phone, again, I hate my phone. I'm on it way too much. But still, I got the info. I was updated by 6 o'clock, you know?
Yeah, the Carrier Pirates got Ellie De La Rosa. Thanks, Wayner. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, have a good week.
You the man. See ya.
See ya.
I love him.
How about he did the whole, you know, older generation with the S on the Twitters and Facebooks. He said, yeah, they got Ellie De La Rosa.
We were quietly fist bumping in here because I've butchered every single name this morning, and he comes and he upstages all of us.
Oh.
And he's the real professional. He's the baseball head. Couple of things John said we're going to react to coming up next, and then we've got Doug Whaley for a full hour from 9 o'clock until 10. Stick with us. Quick break. Just found out Doug Whaley looks a lot like John Legend.
Yes.
I would take that.
For sure.
Actually, I've been told that I look like John Legend.
Here's a question.
You look like one of the characters in I Am Legend, one of the zombies.
Callis, if you could plot up Doug Whaley over there. He is now in studio, John Legend in the flesh. You were going to say something, Doug?
I was going to ask you, would you rather look like John Legend or be able to sing like John Legend?
I got through my whole life without being able to sing, and I've barely gotten by with the way that I look, so I'd rather look like John Legend, I think. Singing does me no good, right?
Well, you'd probably make a lot of money.
Might make a lot of money, and
not if I look this way.
And you don't have to look good if you can sing good.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you know, Elton John don't look great.
Nope.
Why you got to do Elton John
like that? I'm trying to think of this.
Why Elton John taking...
He doesn't.
Shrapnel over here. I have never gotten really any
Steven
celebrity.
Steven Tyler, if he didn't sing, do you think people would be like, he looks good?
No, he's kind of got, nowadays, the weird neck thing going on.
Yeah, he looks like somebody's mom.
From Blonox.
From Blonox. I was trying to think of the city.
A Blonox Magda.
Right.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That is Doug Whaley. He's brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. So Wayner was talking in the last segment about Facebooks and Twitters, but he also said he thought it would be demoralizing for that locker room if they didn't add. And I totally agree with that. Like, that might be more powerful than the boost they get from adding. Like, if nothing happened, I could see those guys go, man, we have scratched and fought tooth and nail to get to this point. And, what, you get a couple of minor league guys and a left-handed reliever? They ain't going to do it.
Well, I mean, we talk about this a lot, too. Like, you are the product of your head coach or manager. And I think that how disappointed and, you know, the air taken out of everything that Shelton would have walking into the clubhouse and into the locker room, I think that the players would have felt that, and it would just everything would have been gone.
Yes.
Like, he would have wore that on his shoulders because he was orchestrating a lot of things, and he's done very well, and we've gave him some credit for doing that.
Yes, we have.
And he has scratched and clawed to try to get the appropriate players in the right place to win these last couple games. If that didn't happen yesterday, what Charrington did, I think he would have wore that on his shoulders, and he would have just been demoralized as well, and the players would have felt that and been like, okay, like, this is it.
Interesting, though, on the flip of that, pressure was on Ben Charrington big time yesterday. I mean, big time. Pressure's on Derek Shelton now. I mean, those guys have to play well. Like, they got pressure on them. They're kind of looked at fairly or unfairly as sort of saviors for this team. But Derek Shelton, now you've got a roster. We know what you've got on the pitching side. It's outstanding. You should have a competent array of hitters. If they don't play well down the stretch, I think now he will have to wear it. and the buck got passed from Charrington on down to him. Do you agree with that?
A little bit. Or people will look at, like, why didn't you act early, Charrington, and get different players? More players.
I do wonder, great point by you, if they had De La Cruz and they had IKF a month ago, what they look like in the standings right now.
I mean, they've done pretty damn good already. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, they might be holding the first wild card spot.
Right.
Or somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Be better than where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody acted, but it doesn't mean you can't act first. We'll talk to Doug about Ben Charrington, what he did yesterday, because not only is Doug our football man, he's also our front office insider. And then we'll dive headfirst into all things Pittsburgh Steelers. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 92.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.